This is Kyle Leaf. Welcome to our Summer Games Fest coverage here at Spawn on Me. Have a lot of stuff to talk about, some really favorite games that we got a chance to check out, some surprises, and all the goodness that we have coming to you right about now. In this video, we're going to be talking about Cyberpunk 2077 and their new DLC, Phantom Liberty. Holy crap, this thing was super good. I got a chance to play this at Summer Games Fest, and this was definitely on one of my high lists of content to be able to check out during the week. And I have to say, it hit everything that I was hoping for it to hit, even in a like shortened like 45 minute gaming session that I had with them. I was playing on an Xbox Series X and it looked really fantastic. CD Projekt Red has done a fantastic job over the past couple of years of really making that game sing on console and especially on PC. But I think the kind of main thrust around this was not only them kind of changing a little bit in terms of tone, but them doubling down on the star power of this game while having folks like Keanu Reeves in the mix already, and then also having now Idris Elba in this game playing one of their major characters within this space. So this is going to be a little bit hard to talk about without giving any spoilers, but I do want to say that they are tripling down on the espionage layer of this. Like, this feels like a noir package in some ways. Like, the characters that you meet are interesting, and it feels like the devs are digging into storytelling in a much more kind of compact and smart way. Like, I think the fact that 2077 will let you do basically anything and tackle stories in any ways you want is going to be within this part of the DLC, but I think what wraps around it is a really interesting story where you are trying to find this kind of undercover agent who is helping to escort the president through a really wild time. So like the game kind of starts off with, you know, this plane crashing and the president's on it, and you have to wind up going and trying to go help the president of the United States in that space. Things go terribly wrong. You wind up kind of, you know, you and V, your V, I should say, winds up, you know, in embroiled within this kind of underground CD conversation, and you need to go basically find someone to help you keep the president safe, and that person winds up being Idris Elba. Idris Elba really brought something to this character that I did not expect to see. I mean, Keanu did a really good job in terms of, you know, being the rock star and doing all that, being that voice in your head. But the way that the story played out in the small amount of time that I got a chance to check it out really did tell me that Idris went into this project knowing that he was the perfect person for it. Like, I think he just brings a level of composure and gravitas to this role that really made me excited for what this full DLC is going to wind up being. Like, the way that they're talking to each other and the animations on Idris's face, and just like the way he's delivering lines in this, just felt so good and so complete, and really pulled me into what this potential story was going to wind up being, that it just has me extremely excited for what Cyberpunk is going to wind up bringing to the table, and me kind of jumping back in to that world with my V. And I'm just curious now to see just how far this is going to go. Like, I'm excited for the espionage. I'm excited for the underhanded dealings that are going to probably wind up happening here. There's definitely, I feel like I have to I feel like my character has to kind of like keep his heads on a swivel everywhere I go, because I don't know who to trust. And that's a fantastic foundation for the beginning of a new story that's going to be happening with this character in a world that I care about, with new characters that I think I'm going to really care about, and is going to pull together not only some fun parts of the story layer, but also some really cool new abilities that are going to be in that space. They're going to triple down on some of the kind of melee stuff that you can do in the game. You know, there's some really fun new weapons in there. There's some interesting abilities that you kind of get on your tech tree to kind of really boost a lot of that stuff up. It did leave me with a lot of excitement for what 2077 and Phantom Liberty is going to wind up doing. And I have to say, I'm fully bought in. I am hyped at what the conversation is going to wind up being once people get a chance to play it and are kind of maneuvering around the city in these new spaces. I'm just really worried that Idris is going to get murked. Like, I want that cat to live. Please live, Idris, live. But really excited for what I got a chance to check out. And you know, I don't want to give too many details because I don't want to spoil any of that stuff. But we got a really fantastic interview with the game director, so please make sure you're checking that out. I think it'll be a blast to hear a little bit about like how they're thinking about the game and what they're kind of thinking about with the new layers of, you know, what Phantom Liberty is going to be bringing. And again, massive kudos to our friends over at CD Projekt Red for continuing to build and expand upon, you know, a huge franchise like this. And I think continuing to build out this world in a way that feels really good, really grounded in the best way possible for a game that is set so far in the future and has all these kind of cyberpunk layers to it. But it does feel like they're nailing the storytelling here, which I think is going to be the most important part. And I think, you know, would love to get Idris on the show to talk about this, because I think it would be really rad to be able to talk to him about his involvement and how he kind of came to this role and what he felt like he was bringing to the world in this way. So massive shout out to our friends over at CD Projekt Red. Massive shout out to everybody working on Cyberpunk 2077. I think Phantom Liberty is going to be a thing that is going to really leverage and levitate this game again off the ground in a way that's going to bring it back into a lot of people's mind share and having a lot of folks kind of re-jump in and play what this is. I was running through people left and right, knocking them down, punching them, shooting them with shotguns. It felt extremely good and felt like my V in that cyberpunk world was ready to kick a whole bunch of butt. So I hope you get a chance to check that out soon. Check out the interview that we did with our friends over at CD Projekt Red. Let us know how we did, and we'll have more Summer Game Fest coming to you right after this.
Hey, did you miss the Spawnies?
I was buttering my biscuits and hanging out in the chat. What do you want?
Well, where can I catch it?
I mean, you can go check it out on our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/spawnonme. Go check out the VOD. Go check out the vibes. And also go to twitch.tv/spawnonme. You can check out all the fun that was happening in the chat when we did it live over there as well. So much love to you all. We'll see you on the chat. Peace. If you enjoyed our coverage of Summer Games Fest, please check us out on all the platforms that we reside. Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all the places where you catch your podcast and all the wonderful places in between. Thank you so much for checking out our work, and we'll see you very soon.